B92.1's Mikey and the Misses.
All right, so this is the dummy of the day, and it's me.
You.
So let's tell the story. I will start off, and then we will finish with the victim.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, we got a note on our car saying that someone had dinged our car.
Mm-hmm.
I looked everywhere around the car, and I guess I made up a ding that wasn't actually there and was convinced. Anyway, it ended up being our neighbor playing a joke on us saying there was a ding on our car. So I thought this would be hilarious because I know Maddie works at Target. Mm-hmm. I did it on Maddie's car. I left a note saying that I was too poor to fix the ding.
She has the actual note.
Okay, do you want
Maddie,
to read the note?
Yeah. Read the note?
It says, "We accidentally backed up into your car and made a small dent. We can't afford to fix it, so we have to drive off. We are so sorry. Just know how bad we feel." From MJ. Or JM.
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 Jason Momoa.
I mean, this isn't a hilarious joke, right?
Sure, yeah.
Right. I mean, we've done it before to friends. Mm-hmm. They find it hilarious.
Right.
So I go to bed last night thinking, oh, Maddie never texted. She doesn't know my handwriting or anything like that. She comes into work this fine morning, and Maddie, what was the first thing you said to us?
Are you messing with me because I got this note?
And Mikey and I are laughing, like, inside.
Yeah,
we're like,
Mikey
this
gave
hilarious.
It away. Mikey gave it away and was just, like, giggling. He's like, no. I'm like, I was like, so you did it. He's like, no. I'm like, yes, you did.
All right, so Maddie, tell us how you took it.
So I was having a really bad day at work. And I just came down from, you know, being angry and, like, I calmed down. It's fine. I'm going home now. I was Snapchatting a friend. I saw something flicker on my dashboard. And there was this note. And I read it. And I, like, was like, no. 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 So I went around the car. And I Snapchatted the person that I was texting. I was like, can you believe this? And I Snapchatted my brother, who was still at work. And he was like, come inside, we'll show our security team, and we'll get it figured out. Because I was so, like, just furious.
Yeah.
So I couldn't, like, any dents or anything. So I was like, I don't know what to do.
So how you were taking it, you were not amused. You
no.
were very upset, like, angry.
Like, I didn't eat last night. So...
Like, you had a really bad day to begin with.
Yeah, it was really bad.
And so Bonnie had just dumped gasoline all over that fire.
Yeah.
Well, what I didn't realize, which I should have, and this is why I am the dummy of the day, is that they have cameras in the parking lot, which most places do.
We're heavily secured, people.
And she is an employee of Target.
Yeah.
And if there is an accident, they have to research it and claim it, right?
Yes.
So this is
so now there's paperwork involved.
Yeah.
Now there's an investigation afoot.
Guys.
And
I feel like crap.
And you made Maddie cry, and that's the important thing here.
Well, she wanted to cry.
I didn't cry because that's weak.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
She considers it weak.
We'll let her handle that with a therapist.
Right, right. So I am the dummy of the day because I played a trick on Maddie that did not go over so well.
So here's our question.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie made Maddie cry.
Mm-hmm.
What is the appropriate way for her to make it up to Maddie?
Yeah.
435-635-2921.
I'm willing to do anything.
Yeah.
You want to go to, like, Disneyland or something?
Yeah.
We're looking for ideas. 435-635-2921. What is the proper way for her to reconcile the fact that she made Maddie the intern cry? Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to play a round of Would You Rather. It's gross!
You're listening to the Mikey and the Mrs. Show on today's hit music, B92.1.